the other day I got a COVID test. And the way they do that is they stick a swab that feels about the size of the barrel of a big gun into the back of your nose. They stick it horizontally and keep it there for about 3 seconds or 4 seconds and then pull it out. It is, it's really painful. The good news is it only lasts 3 or 4 seconds. And if it lasted like a minute, that would be a big drag. And I was thinking as they did this that I've been reading that professional athletes have to have COVID tests every day. And I was thinking that's a big drag for them. And then I was thinking, well, they make $10 million a year, so who cares? Anyway, 2 days later, I woke up, and then I had a procedure the next day in the hospital. That's why I had to get a COVID test. And the day after that, I woke up with my uvula just hugely swollen, and I became absolutely convinced that I had caught the COVID in the hospital or that I had some other huge situation. It was humongous. It was like a giant slug sitting in the back of my mouth, hanging from the roof of my mouth. And then it went away a few hours later, and I realized what it was, which was I think that the COVID test had mechanically irritated the area, and so it became inflamed because it got irritated. So that made me really excited when I realized, when I speculated on the reason. Now we're going to go to a different thing. A few months ago, I went to Walmart on a Sunday, and Walmart's pretty much one of the only stores left in town. They've Walmartized the town. Anyway, I went in there, and so about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and there was a huge percentage of Mexican Americans in the Mexican American families in the store. I'm thinking, and there's not a huge Mexican American population in this county. I was thinking, you know, this is a lot different than on a Tuesday afternoon or a Tuesday evening. And so I was trying to figure out why. And then it occurred to me, in this community, a lot of the Mexican Americans who live here are extremely hardworking, working on farms. And they probably work 6 days a week. So Sunday is the only day that they, A, can be with the family, and B, have to do their weekly shopping. So they combine the two, and I got really excited. And my point is that I think one of my greatest joys in life is speculation and taking some information. Huh, I have a swollen uvula. Why? And then figuring out a reason that this could be. And it's not terribly important. I mean, I'm not such a nerd that I had to go research this and find out if I was actually correct. The fun part was making the leap. And it's the same with, you know, seeing a change in a pattern and then coming up with a reason. And that brings me more joy to do that than almost anything else.